Hebrews 12:22 and the following verses are considered to be really the crescendo of the book of Hebrews. And we see the author of Hebrews begin to contrast Mount Sinai, which we considered in our last podcast, and Mount Zion. And this contrast is stunning. Hebrews helps us imagine the difference between the two, for the author paints in striking colors the difference between the paralyzing terror and extraordinary joy. It's a quote by Thomas Schreiner. So he says in verse 22, you have come to Mount Zion. So he contrasts Exodus 20 with now them coming to Mount Zion instead of the mountain of law, Sinai. They are now coming to Mount Zion. It is pictured the mountain of the new covenant grace. Psalm 132, 13 through 14, if you want to read for further study. David placed the ark on Mount Zion. Solomon moved the ark to the temple, and this caused Zion's territory, in a sense, to extend to Jerusalem. And it says, into the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. Jerusalem is where the tabernacle was, the temple, the holy of holies, special places where God displayed his presence in a specific way to his people. Those were simply a picture, though, and they looked forward to the future true specific dwelling place of God. In Hebrews 11:10, it says, he was looking for a city which has its foundations, whose architect and builder is God. So this place of worship, a place for the temple, the heavenly city of God, the true and real Jerusalem where God dwells and is worshipped. And to myriads of angels, to the general assembly. This is the general assembly. Daniel 7, Revelation 5 talks about angels in the presence of the Lord. Now there's a spiritual life that we are given, and at some point we will join God in heaven. Alongside of the angels, whose unfallen spiritual beings created by God, we get to join in heaven in the worship of God Almighty alongside of angels. And the church of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, those in the New Testament times as the church. Luke 10, a paraphrase of Luke 10, rejoice not because of deeds and works which you can do, but because your name is recorded in heaven. We are the children of God brought into the family by the firstborn, Jesus Christ. And to God, the judge of all. He's reminding us of the previous mountain mentioned, the law, the hopelessness apart from Christ. But for us who have come to the spiritual mountain, we don't need to fear judgment for condemnation. Or condemnation, there will be judgment for reward, because for those who are in Christ Jesus, he is the judge of all. We get to come to God Almighty and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, those men and women who believed on the coming Messiah, the righteous ones whom by faith in the coming salvation of the Lord were made perfect. Verse 24, into Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant. We get to come to the one who is on our behalf, our salvation and entrance, our bread of life, our living water, our gate, our shepherd, our light, the way, the truth, and the life. We come to Jesus and to the sprinkled blood. We come to and by and with the sprinkled blood of Jesus Christ, the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ. It washes away our sin and it removes the penalty of our sin. And it speaks better than the blood of Abel. So in Hebrews 11, verse 4, it says, by faith Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained the testimony that he was righteous, God testifying about his gifts, and through faith, though he is dead, he still speaks. Genesis 4, 9 through 10 says, then the Lord said to Cain, where is Abel your brother? And he said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, God said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is crying to me from the ground. It spoke to the judgment of Cain, but Jesus' blood speaks to the innocence of the saints. So Jesus is the best prophet, the best priest, the best king. He is also the bringer of a better covenant, and his blood cries out better than Abel's. So by the blood of Jesus, we have entrance into the very presence of God, which stands in stark contrast with the law. Don't count on the law for security. Don't count on the law for salvation. Don't look to the law in order to justify yourself. Rather, bask in God's grace, coming to him, going to eternal salvation in heaven through the blood of Jesus Christ alone.